God bless the flag, we all beating our chests. When it's peace, the same old game, the same old players, same old names. My skin is my sin. My skin is my sin. My skin is my sin.
You know, so we can get the youth involved. You know, it's so many things I could go on and on, man. But you know, I can't say enough about the people that we've been involved with and the work we're doing. It's really been an honor.
That's what's up, man. I love to hear that, man. And I love to see, like, the next generation doing their thing. Like, that's just a source of pride for me. And, you know, the crazy part is, and I hate to switch topics, but now the blog talk is working.
Yes.
You know, I don't think.
Oh, it's working.
Yeah. So if you want to just hang up and call that number, let me see if MBK can switch over. And that'll just make it a lot easier for everybody, I think, because people can call in. And, you know, I know it's a lot of people out there. You got a lot of love out there, too, by the way.
Oh, hey, man, it's a result of the work, man. You know, it's really unsolicited. I can't make nobody do nothing they don't want to do. So all the love is really appreciated. And I'm just thankful that, for a large part, it's genuine. You know, I can feel it.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that too. And you know what? If it's cool with you, bro, and I really do, I'm so sorry we had to inconvenience you like this, King. But I really do want to switch over, and we can take some calls in case some people want to holler at you.
Okay.
All right. So just hang. He about to switch over, and I do apologize if you're listening. Give us a brief delay, and then we're gonna get things together, and we're gonna really get it popping. All right.
All right. No problem.
All right. Yeah, do that for me, MBK, if you can, man. Just play a little music, and we'll just switch over. And salute to 4754.
Give me 2 minutes before you go
up. All right. Salute to you, 4754. And what basically ended up happening is Blog Talk just froze up on me and would not let me get into the studio. The good thing is it's only like, 7:20, you know, and typically we don't get started till 7:15 anyway, so it's not like we really off schedule. I'm just a kind of a perfectionist, you know, to be quite honest. So it's a little irritating that we had to jump through all these hoops, especially when we got such a dope caller, you know, such a dope guest on the show today. So that really, really sucks right there. And MBK, you just inbox me and let me know. I am going to hang up out of if I can, I don't even know how, to be quite honest, to hang up out of Skype, because I don't know if anybody can even hear me at this point. And, oh, bam, that's how we do it. All right, so now basically I'm just on Blog Talk. And let me make sure he got the number. I know that's irritating for the brother, man, and I would not be surprised if the man's just like, hey, man, this is too much. Call me back when y'all got things together. It's amateur hour over here. And it's only my fault. Well, actually, it's nobody's fault but Blog Talk. You know, and you know what? So this is what we about to do. Hey, MBK, you got us. Hold on 1 second, Ron Green. MBK, you got to switch back over, bro. Because I can't really tell outside of the sound of my voice. And let me see. If you out there and you hear anything, oh, no, nah, he playing some music. All right, so let me get Ron Green back in here right quick, man. It's just the most patient king on the planet. What's good, fam?
What's up, African?
What's going on, man? Oh, you want to check it? So did you want to hear how I was going to do it anyway?
Hey, you can do it, man. It's your show, baby. You got it.
I would not be surprised if it did not I thought I named it something else and I forgot. I think I put Ron intro. I just got to find it right quick. And what he doing right now on the live stream, in case anybody that you know is watching, is he just playing some music while we transition over. And we had somebody that stuck with us through the whole thing, man. So that's a salute to you and your greatness.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm ready.
I see, man. So, is that? Oh man, they played me so bad, but I do got the. Cause I had a little car door opening thing, and then I am so obsessive, compulsive. So when did you get started in the fashion, King?
I got started in fashion. It got started in 2011. That's when I got started in the fashion industry, period, when I was working with a talent search corporation. It was basically like a talent agency. And, I was involved with the scouting and scouting for models and other talent that we would, funnel into different agencies and stuff like that. But I got a lot of training and experience in that field, and just seeing behind the scenes, I learned photography and everything. You know, I just learned a lot about different things and different looks, all this stuff. You know, it's the science behind fashion and, you know, being able to express, like, who you are with what you're wearing. So that's really where I got the passion for it. And, since 2011, after I left that job, I worked with other clothing brands and things like that, where I learned different tricks of the trade and just how to print my own clothes and make my own designs on, you know, using different programs. I learned a lot over the last few years, you know, and I've seen, you know, with my experience with these different companies that I've been involved with, every experience I've had just built on the last one. So mm-hmm. Where I am is really, you know, it's all just playing out like just in perfect order. Everything that I've learned, you know, I've been able to use everything in every aspect of building this brand to what it is today. So I definitely, you know, have to credit, you know, those other companies that I've worked with, you know, and those individuals who saw something in me and gave me an opportunity, because they really helped me to, develop myself and be able to present things in the way that I have been able to, you know. So I'm very appreciative of that, man. But, where we are now, it's like I'm thankful to be in this position to be able to influence the culture and to use the things that I've learned, you know, to help better the mentality and the approach that people who look like me and you take to life on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that's the whole goal, is to really like help people to improve their morale and help people to feel better about who we are, you know, just through fashion, because we such a hip and trendy people, you know. It's like we just got a need to be cool no matter what's going on. Like, we want to look good. We want to be sharp. We want to be fresh.
That's
you
a
know,
fact.
So it's like, yeah, man, it don't matter what's going on. And, like, a lot of people, there's a lot of people in the community, you know, who have negative things to say about such things like that, you know, where it's like, look, like, that's just who we always have been. You know, you talk about, like people who wear jewelry and gold chains and rings and things like that. It's like, look, that's just how we are. You know?
Facts. And hold on one second, King. Let me get Afi in on the line, too. But you are absolutely right, man. We've always been, we love the shiny shit. Like, I don't care how far you want to take it back.
Yeah.
They pull up artifacts. They still pull up some gold. What's up, Afi? I got you on. And, yeah, MBK, we ready. You can go ahead and do that.
Hey, PT. What's going on, you guys?
What's happening?
Hey, Pete, everyone. Sorry for my delay. Thank you.
Oh, it's just been a mess, to keep it a stack.
Yeah.
You know, we went to Skype, then went back to Blog Talk because Blog Talk wouldn't let me in. Ryan Green has just been phenomenal. Where did I get King from?
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Yeah, just very, 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 just, man, I can't thank the brother enough. You know, because me personally, I wouldn't have called up. I'm not even going to lie, man. I just would have been like, man, it's a wrap. Get y'all shit together.
Hey, man. I know how it can be sometimes, man. Technical difficulties can really, you know, they can make or break the situation. So, you know, I like to be patient with my people, you know what I mean? In certain situations anyway. But yeah, I'm cool with this, you know, it's all good.
That's what's up. Afi, you got a little noise in the background too.
I know. I'm just getting settled in, but I am moving to the empty room, so.
All right, that's dope. And MBK, you still got yep, there we go. I think we good now. And I can't really hear it, so I'm not sure. But let me check this out 1 second. And you were saying that you know that some people are resistant to acknowledging the greatness and the importance of fashion. Why do you think that is?
Hey man, there's a lot of reasons. It's one, you know, it's one reason because, you know, some people don't know how to dress, so they don't care about it, you know. It's never been important to them, you know. And it is what it
That's
is.
True.
It's like, all right, cool. You know, I traveled a lot of different places in the country and abroad, and you see all types of fashion, you know. And a lot of people, they dress functional. You know, they dress for, you know, whatever they're doing. They, like people who live in warm climates, they just, you know, shorts and a tank top, whatever, just whatever's cool. Like something, they just trying to stay cool. I get it, you know. Like some places, you know, like if you go to New York, like people are more fashion conscious, you know. It's like people are coordinating the outfits and everything, you know. It's like they got the hat that matched the shirt, that match the color in the shoes, that also match the fade in their jeans, you know. It's like, and the t-shirt just offsets everything, you know. It's like there's different expressions.
Yeah.
And it's all, you know, like some people dress for functional, and then some people are dressing for fashion, like, and they really trying to express something with it, you know. So, you know, I'm not out here to take nothing away from anybody. It's like I'm here to enhance the experience. It's like, look, if you're going to get fly, then you might as well be saying something while you do it. If you're going to get dressed, period, if, you know, whether it's, you know, like whatever you're doing, like you can like really represent something, you know. It's like how they say, like, you know, so many people are, you know it's like you can wear a brand and it just has somebody else's name on it. But what I'm giving people is, you know, a way to identify yourself within the brand, you know. So it's like you're, regardless, this thing is always speaking for you. It's not saying, oh, like, this is cool because I got this from this company. It's like, no, this is cool because this is how I feel, you know.
Right.
So it's like really infusing, like, that personal experience into every shirt and every design, every message is, like, really the science behind, you know, What's Up African. It's like, look, everything, every time you look at one of these shirts, you're going to feel something. It's going to force you to make a choice. So, you know, everybody doesn't get the alchemy in that. Everybody don't understand it. You know, some, oh, you just selling t-shirts. Oh, you just pimping the revolution, whatever, all these different sayings that people have. But it's like, that's cool. That's what you think. But I know people who say that this thing is the most important shirt they've ever bought before. You know what I'm saying? This thing is like the only piece of clothing they have that represents something. You know, it's like, I know people that this is their favorite shirt. Like, hella black, hella proud. This thing, like, I was just remarking earlier, where it's like, I do a lot of events and stuff like that in the city, and I'm out and about a lot. And every time I'm doing an event within this circuit, there's this one guy that shows up, and every time I see him, he's got the hella black, hella proud shirt on. He don't even know I'm going to be there, but he has a shirt on. And I'm like, I'm just amazed because it's like, yo, that's how meaningful this thing is to some people. So it's like, I know everybody don't get it. Everybody don't see it. oh, you just making shirts. You just making clothes, whatever. You know, anybody can do that. But it's like everybody's not tapping in. And that's really, like I said, the methodology that's behind this. I'm not just up here making clothes. But it's cool if you think that. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. So it's like, because my job ain't necessarily to explain to everybody. They think, like, all the geniuses, people think they're crazy. Fine, cool. You think I'm just making shirts. Fine, I'm just doing for nothing. But then when you see how far I take this thing, you know, it's like, ain't nobody seen how far this thing can go within the fashion.
Not only that,
man. I'm about to take it there.
The revolution ain't free. Like, you fooling yourself.
It ain't free.
You think the revolution going to drop out the sky, and, you know, like, you criticizing somebody else for believing some pie-in-the-sky shit, but you basically are, too.
Hey, look, man, the revolution ain't free, and at the end of the day, we got to understand that people are affected by images. They're affected by the things that they see the most. So if I can get a million people wearing hella black, hella proud, how effective can that be, like,
facts,
in the areas that they're in? Like, you know, like, so that's my goal. I want everybody wearing this. And it's not just for any old reasons, because, no, this, when people wear these shirts in the environment, wherever they go, they're affecting the environment. Everybody's reading it. Everybody's looking at it, and they're forced to either identify or disassociate with it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Normally, if I walk into a place with a white tee on, inconsequential, nobody cares. You know,
right,
you come in with a black tee on, people might kind of, you might stick out because black is like, bam. But now you got a black shirt with white lettering that leads you back to the culture of which, like, you either identify or disassociate with. It's like, it's like a chemical reaction. You know what I mean? So, that's what I'm saying. It's like, but everybody ain't going to get it.
That's a
but
fact.
When they see
and we got
it,
a couple
it's
of,
like, you know.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, King. We got a couple of
well, it's all
of
good,
NBA,
bro. I can
and,
go in all night.
We got a, I think we got KT, the Arts Degree, on the line. And I know we got, I think that's Knowledge Born on the line, too, if y'all want to,
yeah.
I know, yeah, you know, so just hold on one second. Let's get KT in right quick. What's good, fam?
Greetings. What's going on, people?
Just chilling, you know, me, Afi, Ron Green.
I hear y'all. How y'all doing?
All
what's
right,
up, good
know?
Brother?
How are you?
Everything is Irie.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, man. I just was sliding on real quick. I'm not here to impose at all. I was just here to kind of give an update, a formal update, as a follow through from my last time on the show, in which I was talking about heading to St. Croix in order to assist St. Thomas after getting ravaged by Hurricane Irma. I was currently in Miami witnessing what Irma had just been to Miami, and I had put forth my PayPal in order for people to send down some funds so that I can transfer them to Strength to Strength, which is a nonprofit organization down in St. Thomas, to assist them with the efforts, right? So in me traveling, like, I think I traveled the next day or the day after that. It was either the next day or the day after I did the show. No, it was Thursday. So I think I left on Saturday or Friday or Saturday. It was one of the 2 days. It was like 2 days later. I get to St. Croix. I'm there for a couple days, and lo and behold, Hurricane Maria smacks me upside the head. So I'm on St. Croix when a Category 5 hurricane hits and just ravages the island. You know, no power, no service, no running water, curfew from 12 to 4, 4 hours during the day, that was it. Military presence, it was crazy. So I wanted to just come on the show and once again, thank y'all for the platform and allowing me, you know, before to put the word out and also allow me to come back on here to kind of update the people and let them know, like, a few funds did get sent down. And after I got back to the States, I was able to finally get those funds to him, in which I was able to send, you know, the proof of transfer and all that to Knowledge Born, you know, and anybody who did donate anything if they show me that they assisted and they want to see where their money went. I'm more than happy to show them where it went to. But the delay and the lack of follow-through was due to the fact that I got caught in a hurricane and I stuck on St. Croix for a whole week. And then when I returned, you know, I just was in a devastating, catastrophic scenario in which I had to catch my breath. And then once I catch my breath, well, you know, I'm not even trying to label anything. You know what I mean?
But anytime
you're in a, yeah, you.
But at the end of the day, you did what you said you was gonna do, and that's what the people
did. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's all I wanted to do is just put it out there that I, you know, I did do that, and the reason why I was so delayed with follow through and response and everything was because I was caught up in it too. You know. And then even after I caught my breath, even after I kind of got back up and started walking again, you know, I was temporarily relocating down there because of my wellness retreat, which I had to reschedule. And like so a lot of my stuff got caught in limbo and shipping and all types of stuff. So there's a lot of cleaning up and things that I'm still doing to this point right now. But I wanted to make sure that I got on the airwaves in cyberspace and just let the people know what happened, why there was a delay, and that we did get, you know, whoever was able to send something down, we were able to transfer that over, you know.
Well, salute to you, man. Definitely appreciate all the work you put in for that, man, and I know the people down there do too. Those people that aren't aware, we do have a Hip Hop for the People fundraiser coming up the 28th. In Cleveland, it's going to be from 4 to 8 at Ingalls Bar in South Euclid. We're just going to have a whole bunch of artists come in and do their thing. And it's a part two from the Hip Hop for the People that they had a couple of weeks ago. And it's all for hurricane relief. And shout out to you again, KT, man. That's phenomenal. And I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure that we get a chance to chop it up with Ron Green too, because it's just been a mess this show today, man. I'm telling you, man. We had to go to Skype, then we came back to Blog Talk. It's just been
I'm in and I'm out. One last thing before I go, anybody who's in the Texas area, Dallas, Fort Worth, tomorrow at 7 p.m. I'm doing a presentation at 4466 Marcellus Avenue. That's 4466 Marcellus Avenue at Pan African Connection Bookstore and Research Center. There's a pillar in the community in Dallas when it comes to information and knowledge and science. I will be there presenting starting at 7 o'clock, and it's called The Vegan Gene. Yes, The Vegan Gene. I'm going to give the genetic proof that our ancestors were vegan and how we can sustain ourselves on a vegan diet, even though there's a lot of scientific, quote-unquote scientific evidence that says that we cannot. So I'll be putting that information forth in addition to laying out the food. So I will be feeding the people as well. So please come on out. Like I said, 4466 Marcellus Avenue. Any further information, you could send me an inquiry at lovegreenlife@gmail.com, lovegreenlife@gmail.com. And also, you already know at the cooler, they'll put you in contact with me if you reach out to them in response to this. So just wanted to let the people know.
That's
what's up, man. Definitely appreciate
it. Yeah,
it
is.
Bro.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Thank you.
This family up here, bro, you always can call in. You know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know it. I know it. But I'm going to gracefully bow out so the brother can get his time in and y'all can get it rolling, since I know y'all been dealing with some technical issues. But thanks for extending the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt, man. It's all love. Peace, fam.
Yeah, it is. No doubt. Peace, family.
And Knowledge, I'm going to get to you in a second. And 4754, like you've been on hold for a long time, so I'm going to get to you in just 1 second. Before we even go any further, though, for anybody that is interested in the merchandise, or they want to hook up for a party, or they just want to get in contact with you, how do they go about doing that, Kane?
You asking me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, if your people can get in contact with me on Facebook at Ron Green, you can find my products at whatsupafrican.com. You can also find my brand and follow the movement on Facebook at What's Up African Apparel. You can like the page and stay up to date with all our newest releases as well as our big events that are coming up. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at What's Up African Clothing. What's Up African Clothing, not like What's Up, like W-A-S-S-U-P. No, like What's Up, W-H-A-T-S. What's Up African Clothing on Instagram. And then we're also on Twitter at What's Up African.
The new T-shirt is fire, too, bro.
Oh, well, you talking about the Africa's Originals?
Yeah, man, that is fire.
Man, Ron got a new shirt every week. I didn't even know which one y'all was talking about.
Oh, hey, man, that one is cold.
Ron, keep them rolling.
I'm like a top 10 guy. You know, like that's those. Mm-hmm. They've been my shoes for decades. You know,
right.
So I seen that one. I'm like, man, that's perfect, right?
I like the clever play on Adidas. The design is very clean. It's striking. It's classic. It's a classic look. And I had a question, if it's okay. And I know no one
has
this.
No, you cannot.
I know. I will fight you today, Jobs. I'm just in that mood. And Mahogany's here. That's where all of this lateness comes from. But I had a question for you, Ron. I'm sure you know about the history of fashion in the Black community and the importance of it. Can you talk a little bit about the psychology of fashion in the Black man?
Okay, well, what I will say is there's an aspect of consumerism that is present, and it has proven to be, a bit detrimental because it's been exploited, you know, in the Black community. But on the same note, fashion and the Black man, you know, is like a lot of us find a sense of pride in, you know, the things that we choose to adorn ourselves with, you know, and I feel like there's, you know, as we were touching on earlier, you know, that goes back, you know, centuries, you know, people, it's just been a thing where we have an affinity for, you know, things that make us look good. Like we want to enhance our appearance. You know, like I said, that desire has been exploited by and large, you know, in current times. You know, so that's, you know, where What's Up African comes in is like, look, people are shopping, people are buying things. They're looking to buy new things all the time. Like this is like at the point now where, you know, people are shopping for any reason they can find. You know, and it's like I just feel like if you're going to be shopping, then you might as well be shopping with a purpose. It's like you can be looking for something that represents you, and I'm going to fill that gap. But yeah, it's really interesting to see how people have grown to respond to the movement itself, and you know, the fashion aspect of it. Because, you know, it's like when I first started with some African, my goal was to just make this thing cool. It's like I say that to some people and they're like, oh, I've always felt like it's been cool to be Black. Well, there's a large population of people who haven't felt that way, who aren't really encouraged to feel that way, you know, on a daily basis. You know, they've been talked down on and talked about and, you know, all these different things that really – can detract from a person's self-esteem. So, like, I want to be here to help enhance that Black experience, you know, and What's Up African is what it's all about. Look, it's cool to be us. Like, it's okay. Like, it's cool, yo. Like I'm not only am I Black, but, like, I'm proud, and it's okay. Like, I'm hella Black and hella proud. Like,
how can you hate that?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's just
right.
Dumb.
So it's just... Yeah, so the psychology behind the fashion, you know, is really, it's all about tapping into a person's desire to express themselves, really. And that's where it's always been. People, you know, all throughout time, it's always been about just being able to express oneself without saying anything. It's like when a king steps into the room, you know, like, you know, because they've got the royal adornments on. You got the crown, starting with the crown, and you're coming down with the jewels and everything draped around the neck, and you got the fine furs from, you know, like these freshly killed animals and things, and
smelling,
you know,
good,
everything
good.
Yeah, it's just, you know, so it's all throughout time. Like we just have had a desire to express ourselves at all times. And that's what fashion allows you to do. So if somebody can spot you from afar and be like, oh, see, I know who that is, or I know what they're about. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's like just a really just the most purest form of expression is like that body language. You know what I mean? So we just dressing that body language up. Like we dressing that vibe up that you want to express. Like we giving it a clear and concise voice and tone. You know what I mean? That's why
it makes you feel stronger too.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like some armor.
That's it.
Like, yeah. I am hella black and hella proud, and you step out the house feeling like $1 million.
Yeah, damn right.
You know?
Damn right. Damn right.
We got another caller, another couple callers in the queue too, man. I want to make sure I get to 4754. They've been waiting a half an hour, and then I'm gonna get to you, Knowledge. I'm sorry for the delay, fam. What's good, fam? 4754.
Peace. What's good, family?
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm over here at the Enterprise trying to get this rental car, see?
Oh, yeah. So you can get on the road, man. They giving you a problem?
Yeah, they giving me a problem, man. I picked up my drone and it was shaking, so I'm like trying to swap it, and apparently there's some convention going on. And all the cars is gone. So they trying to send me to Houston in a pickup truck. And I'm like, yo, the gas mileage, yo, I'm not going to be able to
That's
work with that.
Crazy.
So. Yeah.
Man,
so
what budget,
I'm sitting here waiting on the car.
What a budget rental. Go for the budget. Y'all got budget?
Yeah, y'all do realize we got the greatness of Ron King on the phone, right?
Yeah, we do, man.
I definitely.
Like, what's up?
This is like a comedy segment or something. That's, I was just up here laughing. I'm like, okay, it's part of the show.
Wait, really, bro? you saw her house.
My bad.
I
did call to talk to Ryan, man, because he's a guy that I definitely look up to, especially since I started doing, you know, following his footsteps a little bit and trying to bring a melanated empowered brand to fashion. And you know, what I definitely wanted to talk to you about, Ron, was the fact that the FBI threw out this BIE thing going on, and now that they targeting RBG members and they targeting pro black people and people who may look more African than they comfortable with, you know, what do we do about that? How do we, you know, what's our responsibility is the, you know, when we put people in these shirts, because not everybody who puts on one of our shirts is as revolutionary as the next. And they might just be putting it on just to, you know, just to represent, you know, and be happy of being black, while another person might buy it and they completely revolutionary minded, and they might be on the corner, you know what I'm saying, with the RBG flag and the fist in the air. And with the you know, it might be with the Huey Newton, you know, gun crew or whoever. What's our responsibility? Is any with dealing with that?
All right, that's, you know what? That's a really, really, really good question, bro. And honestly, that's something I hadn't even considered. You know what I mean? But you know, since we're talking about it, as I was listening to you just going over everything, I feel like really, I like the fact that all types of people could possibly end up in my clothes. You know what I mean? It's like it's not just one type of black person. So if anything, it's like, look, you're going to have to take all of us. You know what I mean? That's the way I see it. It's like you don't know who's who. It's like if you look out in the streets and you see all these people in Hella Black, Hella Proud, or whatever your brand and influence may be, you know, it's like that's just more power, like, because they will literally have to take all of us, and you can't take you
right.
want, you can't take all of us. They're not gonna snatch it.
Right.
Can't. It's too many of us, man. We way deeper than they'll ever give us credit for, you know. So the way I look at
right.
it, like my goal is to have 1 million people at least in my gear, you know, within the next 5 years. So if that's the case, you know, that like that's 1 million people strong. Like they're not gonna take that many. They can't. They just can't do it. I challenge them to do it. You know what I mean? Like you could take one.
Are
you
could
take 100.
I'm on the phone. Sorry. Okay, follow up a little bit.
And you know what though? If you think about it, like we have always been on a list of some kind or another. They just gave it a different name this time.
Yeah,
and I kind of figured that too. Like
this is the
name,
the target is really. They passed me. That's what I'm saying. With you, the COINTELPRO. What was that all? That's what I'm saying. That all of that. They just pointing out who their current threats are. That's all it is. So I mean, this is nothing new, as you know, nothing new under the sun. So we just gonna do what we feel is best for us. It's like they make their move and we make ours. It's like I can't even really concern myself with the things they got going on, because at the end of the day, they gonna do what they gonna do, you know, and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna
right.
do. So it's like look. Like y'all got to get me, and I like the thing is I'm moving in a way where it's like look like everybody is with me, everybody's together. We're all in together. That's why I put Unify or Die out there. Like we are the body, you know what I mean? Like they got to kill the body. Like they and they it's too many of us. That's what I'm saying. Like it's like the ants, you know what I mean? They can't take all of us.
Fact.
We're stronger together.
Fact.
You know,
fact.
So we working to unify the consciousness of the people. Obviously, we're not going to get everybody, and I don't intend to. I just, it's all about the critical mass, man. It's about getting the people amongst the crowd that get you. It's about getting them, because
right.
when you focus on getting everybody, like, that's where you lose focus of your goal, because you got to corral all these people and try to help them understand you. When there's already, you know, 100,000 people who get you. I'm a rock with that.
Right.
You know?
Man.
That's a bet.
Oh,
that's a bet.
And
I
did forget to give out the phone number, too, man. It is 347-855-8692. You have to press 1 if you got a question or a comment. And salute to you, King, for calling up, man. And I hope your car situation get rectified, too, bro. I didn't want to minimize that. You know, I want you to get your shit together, man, and be able to, you know, get where you got to go.
Okay. I'm all right,
peace,
there.
Brother.
I'm getting there. All right, peace.
Oh, excuse me. All right, man, you bringing out the hitters tonight, man. We got knowledge in the queue. We got the mayor, Keith Horton, in the queue. Like, damn. Like, man, bro. Right. So hold on. Without further ado, man. And make sure that you go to and we'll talk about the Black Power Awards in a second, too. But make sure you go to the blackpowerawards.com and vote for Knowledge Born Allah, Doggy Diamonds, Brick the Foundation. And if I'm not mistaken, I know you hosting the segment, but aren't you up for fashion also?
I am. You are correct. I am up for the Cultural Design and Fashion Awards. And I would appreciate it if everybody would, you know, just put their bid in for a brother. You know, like I'm honored to be a part of it, you know. Like this is something that's really dope for the culture and for the people, you know. So I'm everybody who's anybody, if you ever been in contact with me, man, tap in. Like, you know, put your bid in for me, man. Go there to that nomination section and nominate everybody he just named, because everybody deserves it.
That's a fact. That's definitely a fact, man. So definitely when you go to that ballot box on your computer, you make sure you hit Ron Green, Brick the Foundation, Doggy Diamonds, and the legend, Knowledge Born Allah. And on that note, let's bring that King in to the line right quick. What's good, fam?
Peace.
I know he's doing like 74 different things.
Black Power, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Black Power.
Hey, what? Hey, y'all got my mentor on the line, man. Hold on, let me speak to the first lady before I get slapped. Love and honor to the first lady of RMT and the first lady of My Skin Is My Sin. The goddess queen, our feet, all hell. Let me get that correct. All right, you know what I'm saying? We got careers on here. Salute to careers, my brother. You know what I'm saying? He used to be jobs. Now his name is careers. You know what I'm saying? He got a promotion. So he gonna have to wear that every time. And y'all got my mentor, man. You said I'm like a little homie to Ron Green, man. I gotta share a quick story, man, with Ron Green, man. Ron Green, what's up, African? You know what I'm saying? Chris the Peacekeeper, what's up, African? You know what I'm saying? KLX, you know what I'm saying? They are the reason why I got one of the greatest gifts I could ever receive on Dual Knowledge Radio. One of the greatest gifts I could ever receive. You see what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, the ancestors saw fit to bring them on the show 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and we had the What's Up African Takeover Weekend dedicated to the zeal and to the vision that these brothers put down and was spreading across the country, now spreading across the globe. So we had the What's Up African Takeover, boom. Everybody was calling in. You know what I'm saying? I think Marcus Garvey called in and gave him a shout-out, you know what I mean, at the time. You know what I'm saying? And a sister I have so much love and respect for to this day called in the audience just to give a shout-out. You know, Dr. Queen T, y'all know her from the Black Love and Communication series that we had running for a year strong. You know what I mean? It was a gift from the ancestors via my brother, Ron Green, What's Up African. And I just want to congratulate you, you know, on the growth and where you are now at a juncture where your intention has met with your work ethic. You see what I'm saying? You had the work ethic out there. You see what I'm saying? Your intention and your vision, your aim and goals and objectives are all aligned. So now you created a synergy. And also from that synergy has sparked the minds of other artists, you see what I'm saying, who are participating in this art. You see what I'm saying? So you led the charge in a way where it was, you know, edifying enough. And people now see enough value in our culture to be able to say, hey, I want to get in the lane also. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, your intentions, your aims, your motives, your objectives are remarkable. Salute and honor to you. Salute and honor to establishing a family business, you know, in every sense of the word, in that example. You see what I'm saying? So for the people that are out there that you know, you have leveled the playing field in regards to, you know, it used to be you got to get 1,000 no's to get a yes. You have shown us that you can shut that down and make it almost to a one-to-one type of situation. So, you know, I hear you, you know, more personally developed than you ever been, you know, more bulletproof than you ever been. You know, you are the embodiment, my brother, of hella black, hella proud. You understand what I'm saying? So from a determined idea to a physical manifestation, you're the exact salute to you, man.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate that. All of that hit right home for me, man. Thank you.
Man,
you know, it's been an interesting journey, man, you know, over the last 3 years or so, you know, and just being able to, you know, like meet and greet and come in contact and touch so many different people in different ways, you know, but one of the most significant interactions I've had has been with this brother Knowledge, you know, like we haven't met in the physical, you know, but, you know, like any time that we've had the opportunity to talk, and we've definitely had our times to talk and build on the phone, and, you know, it's been sometimes I didn't even realize we was on the phone as long as we were, you know, because it just was that, the flow and the exchange was just that natural, you know, and you know, the times I've been, you know, on your platform, you know, like you graciously allowed me to, you know, take over and everything, and you know, I'm forever grateful for this, you know, because all of this is really part of a larger picture, a greater story that's being told, and you know, there's a lot of people who playing with it, and you know, but you know, it feels good to be able to come in contact with people who are true and trill and really about whatever this is, you know what I mean? Because it sometimes where it's just it's so much going on, I don't even know what it is that I'm a part of. It's just a life path that we're all like tapping into. It's like this vibe, this energy. So I'm just I'm grateful to be in some real like some quality company on this path, man. But you know, the insight that I've gotten from the conversations we've had, man, is invaluable. So everything that you said, you know, like it's crazy to reflect on it, but I appreciate you for helping me always to put things in perspective, like the proper perspective. You know, that's what knowledge does for me.
Man, knowledge is dope, man. That's why he left
Dr. Green, man. Y'all know his name is Dr. Green, right? Dr. Ron Green. That's Dr. Green. Right? Y'all will refer to him as such. You know what I'm saying? That is Dr. Green.
Hey, man. You know how I get down. You got to earn that title, bro. Dr. Green.
Hey, man. Yeah. I got to earn it like Umar, you know what I'm saying?
Not that way. Yeah. That's definitely for sure. And man, and like I say, make sure you go to the BlackPowerAwards.com and vote for Knowledge Born Allah, Doggy Diamonds, Brick the Foundation, and Ron Green. You know, show the brothers some love. They have definitely put in the work, and they, you know, they definitely deserve it. Each and every one of them. You know, so, and salute to y'all, man. I definitely, and like I said, you know, I sell a couple of shirts or whatnot, man, but I have learned just from afar looking at What's Up African and seeing, man, because it's not just the shirts, and I'm going to get to you in just 1 second, Keith, my bad, but it's not just the shirts, it's the photography, it's the timing, it's the parties, it's just the whole collective of let's change our whole psyche that I just find to be just a beautiful thing.
You get it, man. You get it.
Well, it, like you, like a down to earth cat, though, you know, and that helps.
Yeah, you right about that, man. You know, the interesting thing is, like I've always been a person, you know, I like to think of myself of a person who I can, you know, it's like I do my best to be humble. You know what I mean? It's like I don't like to talk about myself. It's like I just let you kind of just see it. You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, I really, you know, I pride myself on being a man's man, you know? It's like I'm, you know, where it's like, it's cool to have, you know, love and respect from whatever from the ladies, whatever it is that they got, that they give, you know, but, like, you know, to be able to connect and have brothers, you know, the respect and love from brothers, like, genuine embrace when you see him, like genuine interaction, you know, like genuine concern for you when I'm meeting these people in the field and everything. Like that is really meaningful to me, man. It's really meaningful because, you know, you don't, it's not that common for brothers to embrace one another and be able to express themselves in a real way. Like where you're not trying to curb your words and bite your tongue. It's like, I don't want to sound gay or something like that. It's like, nah, man, I'm like, I love you, man. Like, I appreciate what you represent. I appreciate what you're doing. Like, keep doing it. It's like, you know, it's like.
Although that would turn the conversation in a significantly totally different direction, and I might have to leave that conversation alone. That's just my personal two cents on that one.
What's that? What are you talking about?
The gay Like, that would be...
Oh, well, I mean, that's the thing. It's not nothing about that, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like, everything is just straight up, like, yo, look, bro, I appreciate you. Like, I love you. I love what you represent. You know, it's like, for a lot of people, what I've found is, like, you know, they kind of are able to, I guess, kind of live through some of my experiences, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, they got families and jobs and things that are kind of tying them down. And what I want to do is just allow people to just have an experience that they haven't had before. It's like, but through the lens of blackness, it's like, it's okay to enjoy life or to be a part of things, but still represent yourself. Like, I'm not changing my message because of who's around. You know what I mean?
Right.
I done been in boardrooms and in city council and city council meetings, all types of stuff where I got hella black, hella proud on. Y'all got suits on. I got this on. This is my business. Like, my business with my people. This is what I do. So it's like, it don't turn off. You know what I mean? It don't turn off. And I think that's the thing that people really respond the most to. So yeah, man, like that's something that I really have, you know, grown to appreciate about what it is that I've been able to do. I thought when I first made my first shirt, like when I made the What's Up African shirt, I just thought I was making a T-shirt because people wanted it. You know, I just made a T-shirt real quick. I thought I was going to sell a few of them. And, you know, I look up almost 3 years later and it's grown into an entire, like, brand, like, with you know, influence. And it just shows you, like, that, I mean, people are just looking for something real. And I'm glad to be, like, tapped in enough to give it to them, you know what I mean, on a full-time basis. So that's why everything I do, like, with everything I'm showing people, the pictures and everything, like, the places I'm going, is so that I can inspire people to do something different, like, but don't be afraid to be yourself while you're doing it. Like, that's what this is all about.
Dope, bro. That's very dope. And on that note, I'm going to get Keith in on the line right quick. What's good,
hey,
fam?
Hey, Info Keith. Keith,
what's up, bro?
Hey,
Keith,
what's
going
on, bro?
My man, you're a popular guy. I got to wait in line to get on the phone.
Oh, man. Hey, man, it's good to hear you, man. How you be?
Good to hear you, too. I'm pretty good. How about you?
Everything is good, man. Philly is ripe right now. They just ready for anything we got for them, man. Like, they just, the people are ready. You know, like, it's a beautiful time to be alive, man. Everything is good.
That's good. Yeah, I'm we done been all over the United States, pushing the mission. In the street, feet on the ground. I'm just happy for you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everything you're doing. And sorry. Peace, Afi. Peace, Jobs. Anybody else?
We don't count.
He's so respectful.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to be rude to anybody.
I appreciate it, though.
You know, yeah, I got you. All right, man. I ain't sat on yet.
Yeah, I already know, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's definitely been good. You know, the times we've been able to connect. You know, and just like really, actually, do, you know, put our hands to work and make something happen in our own sphere of influence, man. So it's definitely been an honor, you know what I'm saying, to work alongside like people like yourself, man. So I see, you know, obviously we don't see each other as often as we like, but you know, it's like I see everything you got going on too, man. I'm just waiting for the opportunity for us to reconnect. Are you gonna be in Atlanta for Black Power?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. Yep.
All right. Bet. All right. Yeah. So. Yeah, that I suppose that'll be it, man. Cause you know, it's always love when we can connect and kind of be able to, I don't, you know, it's like we can cut loose a little bit, you know, It's like if everything we do every day is just high strung, you know, a lot of times, or not necessarily stressful, but it's just we just focused, you know. So it's good to be able to come together and you know, just relate to each other and build and connect, man. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's a fact. Like if you are angry 24/7, stay away from me. You are volatile and you ain't stable.
Right, man.
You should be able to laugh and enjoy yourself at some point, at some time. You know, it's okay.
I'm therapy. Huh?
I said I be mad all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. To be able to talk to people and relate is therapeutic, man. We need that. You mad all the time. You know, but I mean, you got a way to express it. You got your artistic outlet. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because I'd hurt somebody if I didn't. So you definitely right about that.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's a beautiful thing. Like as long as we got a way to redirect our energy or transmute. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of life. It's like we can always flip the coin. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's so true.
Yeah.
And people waste so much time, you know, complaining about stuff that's not even worthy of complaining about. Like, you really, like, okay, hella black, hella proud, and you got to complain about that. Like, they're just, are you serious?
Hey.
Like hey, how can you fix your lips together to complain about something
we
like
not,
that?
We not black. I'm not a color.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, everybody has their own.
You know what? You can't please everybody, and you're not supposed to try to please everybody.
Right.
So you're supposed to do, like, I consider what Ron does. I mean, if it had been something that was short lived, I would see it differently. But as long as I've known Ron, this has been passion. So it's like when you see it that strongly, I take that as artistic. You know what I'm saying? Of course,
yeah.
We all know fashion has a lot to do with art. So I understand the process. I know you walking around, you know, not necessarily looking for a muse, but the way actually, you know, like fine artists do is like something hits you and you get this phenomenal idea and you want to share with everyone and you want everyone to feel the way you felt it when you first got that epiphany. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that's what you're trying to do with the shirts. That whatever particular slogan or design that you're coming with, you're trying to get other people to feel that feeling as a message that they can display without having to say anything.
You got
so
it.
I get the process.
It feels so good. But it feels good when somebody gets you, you know, and you got it. That's exactly what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because it's like I'm into astrology somewhat. I'm not super deep, but it's like, you know, me being a Cancer and everything, like I'm tapped into the emotions, like that energy and motion. So it's like that's what I'm all about conveying. It's not just words, but it's a feeling, it's a vibe behind it. You know what I mean? Like when I'm very expressive, like I'm like – my responses to things are, what? Like, holy, you know, it's like, I'm just, you know, that's me. Like, that's how I am. You tell me a crazy story, like, if you want somebody to react to your story, like, you tell it to me. Because I will be right there with you, like, yo, are you, oh, my God, that is, are you serious? You know what I mean? So it's like, but that's me. So it's like I just embrace that and I channel that, you know, with a purpose. So it's like you know, and it's like you said, it's art, man. It's like I finally found something that I can actually believe in. Like I've tried so many things in my life, you know, so many different business opportunities and endeavors and opportunities to invest in things and be a part of other people's dreams. You know what I mean? But it's like, This moment, this point in time is like, damn, I found something that I believe in, that I embody, and I can share it with people in an effective way. So that's what makes it, you know, that's what's giving it longevity is because as long as I'm alive, this thing's alive. Like, that's what it is. So, yeah, like, that's where I'm at.
That's dope, too, man. Like, I forget the old saying, you know, but if you like what you do, then it's not work.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. And you have to be able to invest in yourself, because if you don't, like, why does anyone else need to? So step out on that ledge, and it's like you were saying, you've been in business, you know, with someone else's idea, someone else's dream, you know, and it was cool, but when you invested in yourself and believed wholeheartedly in yourself, you found your niche.
Right.
Oh, and you know what? Our timing was off a little bit, so I did not give our customary shout outs to the businesses. Make sure you check out blackspot.com, melanatedpeoples.net, blackjunction.com. Those are some of the social media sites for us and by us. Make sure you, and I'm not sure what you mean, Keith. You still live though, bro, if you wanted to say something. Who else we got? We definitely will hit up what's up African.com. I hope I said that right. And MySkinIsMySin.com. And don't forget, we plan the Conscious Olympics next week. I think we talked about that too. But you can win $100. You know, it's just questions about us. We got a couple of categories, and if you want to purchase the questions for $2, you can go to the App Store on Google and buy the Conscious Olympics, and you will have the ultimate cheat sheet. When we post it up, you got to post the answers on that post to count, all right? And all you got to do is play, and you can win $100. So, and I know shout out to Liberation Minded Media. That's the home team, the whole family. Through the Knowledge Radio, Get This Wisdom Magazine, The Rundown with Renee, Black Eye Stand Radio, and My Skin Is My Sin. Just want to make sure I get all those out, let the people know. Oh, and salute to MBK for producing the show every week. It is fire every week. And loving the green background, by the way. And if you would like to check out that work, just go to the live stream. It's on our fan page, My Skin Is My Sin. It is pretty dope, man. So shout out to him. But man, I understand what you're saying. When we first started, My Skin Is My Sin. Oh man, I had to explain the name like probably 1,000 times. So you know, I do understand. You know, it can be a headache too. It's like, come on, bro. Like, it's not that deep.
Oh, I mean, you told the story of where What's Up African come from?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Oh.
But you know, I guess I would be remiss if I did not.
I didn't ask. My bad. You know, blame me.
Oh, no. Well, you know.
Oh, no, it's okay. What you said sounded like, it just sounded like maybe I missed that part. But,
No. All right, so the story behind What's Up African and how it came to be, you know, was really, January 2015. My bad. I had to tell the story so many times. I feel like an old man now. But January 2015. You know, I was in my house. You know, I was minding my business. You know, I was at that time. I was working directly and solely on another clothing line completely called Risk Takers. It's a streetwear brand that I was a part of. And I still got ties with and everything. But, you know, What's Up African, you know, like, it wasn't there. So that's what I was doing, Risk Takers. I was all about it. If you go back in my page, back to 2014, you can see it all through my page. That's all I was about. You know, so like I said, I'm just minding my business, doing my thing. And, you know, January 31st, I'm in my house. And I'm on Facebook, and this is, you know, around the time where the Super Bowl is coming up, and brother Marshawn Lynch, playing for the Seahawks at the time, you know, beast mode. He was giving the media a lot of issues, a lot of problems. He was a handful for them. You know, any interviews and things. If you go back to that year in sports, you know, he was just a very he was very tough interview for a lot of these people, and for his own reasons, you know, because they misconstrue his words and they twist his stories up and all these things. They just trying to make him look bad in his opinion, so he wasn't rocking with it. So at this particular press conference for the Super Bowl, while he's in his act and not responding to questions directly, during his time on the podium at this interview, a black man comes into the room, or he steps up to the front to ask him a question. And when he does that, Marshawn Lynch looks at him and says, "What's up, African?" Shout out to my real Africans out there. And this is a nationally televised, event. This is like going, all over, like anywhere where people are watching the NFL. So people saw that segment of the interview, and with the social media age that we live in, they captured that 15-second clip, and they shared it and shared it and shared it. This was the coolest thing people had apparently ever heard in their lives. "What's up, African?" So everybody's saying it now on Facebook. All these people are sharing, "What's up, African?" Shout out to my real Africans out there. Everybody's just sharing it, hashtag and all this stuff. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I'm on one of my good Facebook friends, and now a good real life friend. I'm on his page, and it's all these people, because he didn't share the video, and all these people are in the comment section saying, "What's up, African? What's up, African?" All these people, it was crazy. So I just hopped in and said it too. And under my comment, somebody said, "Yo, this is the coolest shit ever. If somebody made a T-shirt out of this, I would buy it tonight." And I'm sitting in my house where I make T-shirts at, where I design T-shirts at. Like, I could make a T-shirt right now. It's like, oh, I got you. So I left the post. I came downstairs. Before I hit the bottom step, I had the daggone design in my mind. I grabbed my laptop. I designed it, drew it up. I took a picture of it with my phone just real quick, dropped it in the comment section of that video. And the rest was history, because people were just, they were like, "Oh, I need that. I need that." All these inboxes start coming. All these friend requests start coming. Ding, 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 ping, ping, ping. All these messages. I'm like, what is going on? But it was like, because this is something that was actually tapping into like the soul of the people. Like, this is something they identify with, that defiant spirit that Marshawn Lynch had in that moment, you know. It was just summed up with that little phrase. It's like, yeah, in the midst of all of this, like, I'm going to identify this dude as an African. You know what I'm saying? What's up, African? Like, that's how he do. Like, he's up there with the Pan-African colors on. He got the Africa, like, the wooden African pieces on around his neck and everything. He's already exuding that. He's already showing that. You know, so for him to go ahead and just verbalize it in that way was just like really a polarizing moment for the culture at that time. So, you know, and that's just something that he just said casually. You know what I'm saying? It was like nothing to him, but to us it was everything. So, you know, for me to tap in at that moment and to be able to respond as quickly as I did, it was like, you know, like they say, if you strike while the iron's hot, you know, and that's what I did. So, you know, after that, you know, the demand was very high. You know, I started, you know, within a month, I was getting requests to, you know, travel to do events and stuff. "Bring your shirts, man. Come on." You know, so it's like, all right, you know, so here we are. You know, it's almost 2018 now. You know, that was 2015, you know, and things have just, you know, really continued to elevate themselves. But, you know, through that process, I've learned a lot about myself personally. You know, I've had to grow in a lot of areas and mature. So What's Up, African, you know, like from a lot of angles and respects, has like been the one of the single greatest things to happen, you know, not just to my life, but to a lot of the people's lives who I'm, you know, directly connected with. It's just changed a lot of things for us as far as like the outlook and the ability to influence change, you know, in a way that no, not that many people have been able to use in fashion. You know what I mean? So especially in the arena in which we operate in. So since that night, man, it's been, you know, an incredible ride, a lot of ups and downs, you know, a lot of times where I'm like, man, I just want to get off the ride, you know, because it can be, you know, things can get stressful, you know, but it's, like I said, I've had to learn about myself. And in those moments, it's like you learn to disengage. I don't have to feel the stress of this moment if I don't want to. So, like, it's just a lot of things that have come from this. But, like, everything started that night. It's been crazy. I mean, I mean, how would I even know y'all? Like, I mean, the thing is so crazy. Like, I don't even, like, would I even be connected to y'all if I hadn't done it? I don't know.
That's a dope-ass story, though, bro. I did not know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was crazy, man.
I saw that part with Marshawn Lynch. I saw that news conference.
The press
when
conference.
Everyone, you know,
yeah.
Press conference.
Yeah.
Everyone trying to ask him questions, and he was ignoring everyone. And it wasn't until a black man came in the room did he have something to say. So I just thought that was funny. Marshawn Lynch was going to be funniest, coolest, like you don't even care if he don't do shit when you say you just wanna hang out in the same room with him. Because it's like that's one of those black people, if you're like minded, it's like, you know, you can hang out with this black person and truly not give a fuck about white people. Like truly like ignore the shit out of them. Like if you're a true Pan African, it's like, you're not necessarily on that militant thing, you know, you're not trying to kill a crack or nothing like that. You just want to do what the hell you're doing as a black man or as a black woman and have white folks leave you alone sometimes, you know? And that it seemed like that was always what he wanted. He just wanted them to leave him. He wasn't interested in nothing they had to say. So I thought that was funny that when the black man comes in, you know, all of a sudden he can speak. You know what I'm saying? That was what was so funny to me. So I think that was a... you know, like that was just being in the right place at the right time. Genius that, you know, you jumped on that wave and was there at the moment when someone made that suggestion. You know what I'm saying? Like that was meant for you to do that because out of all the conversations that you could have been on, that you could have clicked on or scrolled on, and you happened to be on that one at that time, you know, when the right idea came to mind.
Yeah.
But I think the key thing is that you were prepared at that moment.
Yeah.
Right. Right. They say if you stay ready, you don't got to get ready. And I was already ready. I mean, it's like I was on deck. I was in the creative mentality, like at that time of night. You know, I had already, but the thing is, like, these are things that people don't know, you know, that go into the preparation, you know? Like when Michael Jordan tells his story, not that I'm comparing myself to Jordan, I'm just saying, like, when people ask people's story, it's like, it's a lot of things that go into the finished product. You know what I mean? It's a lot of nights where you stand up and you're trying different things. I'm studying these fashion trends and things like that. I'm looking at what people are wearing now and, you know, like how are they styling it and, you know, who's wearing what. And, you know, it's all these different things that's going into the finished product. You know, and it's like this great thing, but it's like, so it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but like you said, I have a passion for it. So it's not work in the sense where it's like a slave thing. Like, oh God, I hate this. But it's like, you know, it's the necessary work. It's like, I don't mind it because I know like what we're doing is worthwhile. It's like, this is the type of work that gotta be done. A lot of people is doing stuff. You know, and I can't judge any one person, you know, right now, but, you know, we know of individual cases where it's a lot of people who just spinning their wheels. They just put a lot of effort into things that ain't paying out anything. It's not bringing back any results. So, you know, when we out here and we doing what we do and we can see a direct kickback or we can see, like, people doing better or feeling better about themselves or getting more involved in their community – or like there's been plenty of people who I've talked to in my journey, you know, in travels where they're like, yo, man, like I wouldn't have never started my company if I didn't see you do what you're doing. I'm like, damn. And it's not always fashion. It's just people getting into business for themselves. Period. It's like, yo, man, like just seeing what you're doing just inspired me to just go ahead and chase after what I want to do. Cause I ain't never seen, you know, it's like people are able to watch and see the growth and development of the brand. Like, you know, that, like, by the way I'm framing it. So I'm like, and that's my goal. Like, I want to inspire people in all aspects in any way possible. Like, it's time to go out here and get it. That's what I'm all about.
What's up, man? When y'all dropping some shoes, bro?
Some shoes? Hey, man, you know, it's funny because, you know, there aren't too many garments or pieces of fashion that I have not considered and looked at and been on, you know, some websites or actually been to some warehouses and looked at. I want to take Black Power down to the socks, Black Power to the drawers. You know what I mean? It's like your undershirts, everything. You know what I mean? It's like we taking this thing to like all the functional levels. You know, so the shoes is a natural component to your outfit, and the shoes are definitely, you know, like concepts and things are being worked on. That's what I can say. We have concepts and things in the works. I don't have no dates with nobody, man, but trust me, like we working, like, cause I see what it is now. Like, I see what people want from What's Up Asking, where people expect us to go. I see it. So it's like, I'm going to make sure to deliver, you know what I mean? But them sneakers going to be crazy. Trust me, like, they're going to be crazy.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm waiting on those boys right there. I know they're going to be fire.
Yeah, bro. We working, trust me, man. I don't want to take over the flow of the show, but I'm just thinking about the Black Power Awards and the fashion aspect of you know, that. Okay. You know, it's like I'm excited about that. You know, it's like, you know, I'm excited to be a part of the Black Power Awards. Like, I was there last year for the first initial, you know, inaugural Black Power Awards, you know, and it was a major, major, major success, like from all respects. And, you know, with that, you know, in the books, you know, the excitement level for this year is way larger. You know, it's a lot more people that are planning to come out this year now who weren't there last year, you know, for whatever reason. So, you know, I'm just excited to be in the fray. Like, now, like, they, you know, they didn't ask me to come on and host the black carpet.
Right.
You know, and I'm
you're the man, huh?
Yeah, I'm honored, man. It's a beautiful thing because it's like, you know, like, it's just beautiful, like, you know, to be a part of an effort to honor one another. You know, it's like, I think it's awesome to, you know, to be able to just turn to people and say thank you for your efforts. Like, yo, you know, like, you know, we see there's a lot of people doing what they do, but it's like, we recognize you and we appreciate, like, your, like, what you bring to the table. I think that's a beautiful thing, and a lot of us are, if we had more positive reinforcement in our lives, I think a lot of us would feel differently about what we do. You know, we would. So I think it's necessary that we do it, I don't have no problem with a little healthy competition. What's wrong with competition?
Nothing,
you know, in my
all,
mind,
man.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like, shoot, like. But we all down here on Earth in this experience together, there's all types of stuff that we can get into. Like, in a little competition is only going to – it's like iron sharpens iron in my mind, because regardless to who wins, like, it's you stepping up. You know, in order to win, that you got to be at your best. So I appreciate, like, people coming and like, just, like, applying themselves more. Like, you sharpening your skills, like, because you actually care about how it looks. you know, in my mind, I think like you it's only right you take a sense of pride in what you do. You know, like people talk about, you know, oh, we got to kill the ego, man. It's too much of that. You know, I think we bring some balance to it. Like, you know, you got to level it out, you know, but everything that we have is necessary to our being. There's no part of you that you don't need. You know what I mean?
And keep it a stack. We've been competing since we've been here. Like, there's, you know, look back in the history of warriors, you know, there's somebody that led the troops. You know why they led the troops? Because they competed with their fellow men and rose to the top. You know, it don't mean you don't love the community any less. It just means that you had a particular skill that you had better than everybody else. And your community was smart enough to take advantage of that skill.
Come on. That's it, man. You recognizing the outstanding, the upstarts, the people who are like really putting their best foot forward. And like you said, it's to strengthen the community. It's to strengthen and it's also to give you an example. It's like, look, if you say you want to do these things, this is something that you can aim for. This is a benchmark for you. Not saying you got to become this person, but it's like you do it in your way. You know what I'm saying? Be inspired by these examples. Because whether they win or not, the fact that these names are even amongst the mentioned, you know what I mean, means that they're doing something significant and they're doing something right. So I think that it makes sense if we want to keep the continuity of activity going. If we want to have a high level of output from our leaders in the communities, then we need some way to encourage them. And everybody don't have to buy into it, but damn it, if people are working and lives are being changed and destinies are being affected, then it's all worth it. And everybody got their work to do in their own way, in their own arena. And as long as you're being affected there, I don't think as much anybody can say about that. So, you know, go ahead.
Let's keep it a stack. You know, like, to be honest, most people that got a radio show or selling shirts or got some type of product is not making any money. And if they are making money, it is not significant enough to change their lifestyle.
Right.
You know, I think people say, oh, well, so-and-so, I've seen they had 20 pictures of people with shirts. Yeah, well, they may have sold 30 T-shirts. It did not mean they can go out and buy a whole block.
Right. Right,
you know,
so we got to. Yeah, hey, man. Yeah, you got to encourage the people that are working. Like, that's what I'm saying. Is like the ones amongst us who are actually, you know, doing things. Why not put something behind them? You know, whether it's your genuine energy and love, or you know, monetary support, whatever the case may be. But it's, you know, the thing with me. It's like the beautiful thing is like I've never felt like I've had to beg anybody for support, because what I'm doing is like just something that means something to them. It's like I am just a representation of what you want to say, and I'm like, I'm allowing you to say that. Like, I'm giving you, you know, a way to express that. That's it. It's like everything I have is coming from everybody else. Is like I'm being influenced, I'm being inspired by us. So that's why it's like I don't even have to, I just make this stuff because it's coming to me so naturally. So I don't even have to beg or plead or get somebody like, oh, this is what I mean, look at it this way. And, you know, it's natural. So I think that the people who are like really, like they have an organic movement, they get the support because it's real. You know what I mean? But it's like we all – like what I like to say, though, is that even the people who have radio shows or whatever, you know, like there are ways to monetize, you know, obviously. And, you know, I'd be willing to, you know, like talk more about those things with some people and everything. But, you know, like that's – I guess that's a topic for another show. But really, man – it's just – yeah, because I think it's just there's a way to make everything happen, you know. Like, but we just got to. I think the methods that we use are what's most important. So, you know, there's some options that we got to look at. But I feel like I'm getting
we're
off
gonna
that.
We're
going
to do a
so
What's
anyways,
Up African show once a week. Let Ryan Green go in.
Right.
Hey, man, that's the thing. I wouldn't be opposed to doing a podcast or something. I really wouldn't. So, you know, if that's something, you know, tangible, something real, we need to talk about it. Because I'm definitely open to it.
I know I talk with
knowledge before and everything, you know, about it and everything. It's just, you know, I'm open to it. If people want to hear. Huh?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. I was just saying if people are open to it and they want to hear me, you know, I'll talk to them. I'll holler at them for a little bit. But, yeah, man, I really do appreciate the opportunity to connect. That's why anything that's being built up for us that is legit, being done for us and by us, like, I'm with it. You know what I mean? So the Black Power Awards, I'm with it. Oh, y'all want me to host the black carpet? Yes, I'm with it. Like, let's go. Like, let's make it happen. Everybody gonna come out looking fly, you know, as we do. They African garments on with their prints and everything. You know, the queen wearing her hair wraps on and the crowns up. You know, it's gonna be a really, like, a beautiful occasion, man. It's like, why not? Why wouldn't I be there? You know, like, right. This is the aspect of the culture that make people fall in love with it. Why wouldn't I want to be a part of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't I want to help enhance that experience any way I could? So I thank the brother Dwayne Jordan, brother DJ, for you know, like, reaching out to me and giving me the opportunity to be a part of it. And the goddess Amina, you know, who's going to be my co-host, like, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting her. You know, we're going to kill it, man. It's just going to be a really dope occasion. And we got David Banner and Ernestine Johnson hosting the show. Come on, man. It's going to be retarded. It's going to be retarded. I'm just like, like I said, I'm hyped. I'm just hyped to get back down to Atlanta and be amongst all the beautiful blackness. You know, so I'm
looking
forward
to making up. Yeah, that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man.
That is a beautiful thing, man. And we got like 10 minutes to go. And I don't know, what you doing over there, Afi? Like, what's all the noise?
I'm eating.
Eating dinner?
I mean, look, man, this art show is coming up, and I've been, like, ran ragged. I'll be so glad when it's over. I'm not really going to lie.
Right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just going to plug our art show October the 21st. That is in Houston. If you are within 100-mile radius, you should be there. You ain't got no excuses.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I was able to get some things down there to you. They should be arriving like on the 21st.
Absolutely.
You know, okay. So you should just be on the lookout for that care package. You know, like,
wait,
you getting
care
package.
Packages,
Avi? Oh, well,
hey, What's Up African Apparel is an official sponsor of the Revolution of Exodus art show and silent auction, if you didn't know, sir.
Damn, you getting care packages?
Yeah, you know, for some lucky attendance of the show. Gonna have some dope stuff for them.
Yeah.
That's dope right there. That's very
dope. You know, black folks gotta do extra stuff. It can't just be an art show where you walk around and look at art. There's gotta be some extra to it.
Yeah, we need some incentives, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be a cool event. So y'all come down and, you know, you might possibly be the lucky recipients of some What's Up African gear.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
very,
sir.
Very
if
dope.
If I was a selfish person, I'd keep it for myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it should be good. They should appreciate it.
I'm sure they will, man. I wish I could be there.
We got some more flavor coming out, you know, from What's Up African Apparel. You know, it's a we got some man. I'm I got I, I'm gonna just tell you now. I got the outerwear on deck now, man.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't just t-shirts no more. You can't just say, "Oh yeah, that's a t-shirt company." Oh, I know a guy with a t-shirt company. No, this is a full-on brand now. This is clothing. This is a clothing company, a clothing brand. Like this is full-on brand attack. Like, wait till I drop the damn fitted caps and the scullies and the snapbacks, you know. But for right now, what we got for y'all next up is these unisex bomber jackets. The Hella Black, Hella Proud. It's getting cold outside. The temperature just dropped on us over here in Philly. It was crazy. Like, it was like 68 the other day, and the next day it was damn 42. So, you know, like, it's getting ignorant out here. But it's like, we ready. You know, I had to make sure that, you know, if you're going to bundle up, then you can still represent. So when I drop these joints tomorrow, it's going to be major. But they coming out tomorrow. This is the official announcement. Y'all heard it here first. Bomber jackets coming out tomorrow. They will be available at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They'll be available on whatsupafrican.com. You can check us out now, but we will have them on the site 12 p.m. tomorrow. That's what it is.
That's so dope. That is so dope. And y'all heard it first, 12 p.m. tomorrow. So make sure y'all go to whatsupafrican.com and make that purchase. That's fire. Oh, and lest I forget, our sponsor for the Conscious Olympics. Go to emeraldshell.com if you want some fire handmade jewelry. Definitely phenomenal. And you can win something if you play this coming Thursday. So tell your people, Ron Green, they can win $100 from their couch, from their car, from the break room at work, because we only do it about 30-35 minutes. You know, we'll also have Boom from 300 Gangsters on next week too with us.
That's the fam.
Like Boom is fam right there. You know, shout out to Wolf and everybody, 300 Gangsters and 300 Gangsters Entertainment. What's up, B-More?
Yeah, man.
We got a chance to go down there a couple of years ago, man. Very, very. Well, matter of fact, that was last year. I take that back. Very, very dope. Very dope.
Oh, y'all are northerners.
Right.
We ain't crying about it being 74 degrees outside. Oh, my God, it's cold.
You know what?
74.
First of all, if you lived down here, you would have knew why I was acting like that. Like, that's not cool for the weather to just flip on us. It's always warm here, and then go out your door, and it's cold as hell. I needed a What's Up African bomber jacket yesterday. It was cold.
74 in October here is a good look. That's shorts.
Right.
And a t-shirt.
Nah, I was looking for something.
Let's go.
I had high socks and a sweater in the house. It was that cold.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not normal when you're not used to it. And I went to college in Michigan, so, you know, it's not like I haven't really seen real cold weather. But, you know, I'm a to-the-bone Houstonian. So you get like a year, about 20 days of weather that's below, you know, 60 degrees.
Y'all lose y'all mind with one snowflake.
We do.
Shut down the city
off,
and buses ain't running.
We driving off.
All right. So we got about 5 minutes left, though.
The door is still open.
And you know, we did not play our brick song, so we got to make sure we get brick in. Go to www.itsmebrick.com and please check out one of the greatest double CDs ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, man, brick is bananas.
Yeah, crazy.
Stop sleeping on that, man.
I think they waking up, man.
Brick is doing some of his lyrics to a spoken word at the show Saturday. He's going to provide a signed lyric sheet. I think that's so dope.
That is
pretty
dope.
Yeah.
Man. Well, thanks for reminding me how boring my shit will be, but I appreciate that. And before we jump into the song and close it out, man, is there anything you wanted to say?
Well, first and foremost, I want to just start by saying I appreciate this opportunity to be on your platform and to share, you know, my movement with the people, you know. And at this point, you know, I say it's my movement, but it's really it's our movement, you know. It's like because everything I do is a byproduct of our interactions and everything that y'all give me through doing y'all work and vice versa, man. So I'm appreciative to be able to be on here and be a reflection of y'all and give the people what they want, man. Secondly, I want to say thank you to everybody out there who has ever purchased a shirt, a wristband, a pair of glasses, a mug, a hoodie, a tank top, whatever it is, you know, anybody who's just, you know, just giving me their love, you know, in some way, shape, or form. I appreciate you, like, to the fullest. And I just want to thank you for contributing to, you know, this movement and this momentum that we on. Finally, I want to say, if you haven't had the opportunity to support the movement, you can join us now. You can join the tribe literally by going to www.whatsupafrican.com, and you can check out our wide selection of dope cultural fashion and join in the movement, man. Like we out here promoting a do for self attitude. We're promoting a love yourself attitude. Promoting a love each other attitude, and you know, I feel like we can't lose with that. So, with that being said, I appreciate y'all once again. This has been a great experience. Thank you for letting me express myself tonight, man. Hey, anytime y'all want to have me back on, please hit me up. Let me know.
Oh, no doubt.
If y'all want me co-host one night or something, I got y'all. You know, like just some dope. So yeah, we out here. Thanks to everybody. Peace to the tribe. Thanks to everybody in Philly. You know, shout out to everybody out here in Yaden, in my area. You know, shout out to the 215 and the 610. Peace and love.
Peace, King. Definitely appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man.
All
right. I think that's about
it,
man.
Oh, yeah, much success to you on your show, too. Like, much success to you on your show. Yeah, like,
thank you.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, give them the address right quick, too, Afi.
Oh, yeah.
It's at Yoga House Houston, 4001 Alameda Road in Houston, Texas.
And, again, don't forget to go to YouTube and subscribe to MBK Live. Don't forget to subscribe to My Skin Is My Sin on YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, My Skin Is My Sin, the number one. The same thing for Twitter, My Skin Is My Sin, number one. We got a couple of groups on Facebook and the fan page. You know, just look us up and you can find us. And dang, I cannot remember. Do you remember the name? Kimmy's got a play coming up also October 21st. If you are in the Detroit area, you want to make sure you check that out. You wouldn't happen to know the name of it. It's on the tip of my tongue and I forgot the name of it.
The Last Cry.
Say that again.
The Last Cry, too.
I bet. There we go. So check that out. Actually, it is October 21st and the 22nd.
Yes.
And don't forget, we're going to do the Black Business Buzz next month, too. So if you got a black business and you want to call up and promote your business, it's that simple. You know, so and shout out to Ron Green again for being so patient and being such a dope guest. Definitely appreciate it. Shout out to you, Afi. Peace and love to everybody. We're going to tune out with some break right quick and we out. Peace.
Peace, everyone.
Blondie. Though they take my kindness for weakness, I never weaken. Closed eyes tremble while I'm sleeping, mind singing songs of unity for my people. And may they live no more life as sheeple. To be honest, my mind is deeper than the evils of Pandora's box. More regal than the fox. Every new thought sinks up on me with a care, like what's up, Doc? Every black life lost is the shock to rock me back to my senses, so I may remember this system don't want us winning. In these hoods for our lives we finning. And my mind yells, stay up, black man. stay a black woman. As the first people of this earth, my melanin is homogenous. So look me in my eyes and welcome to my consciousness.
Black rain falls on the black pavement, and still the racists target black faces. Considered a threat because I make these black statements, yeah. Representing for my black nation. My fist high, we out here black debating. The black don't matter either.
No, it don't.
We in the heart of the project, we trying to reach our people.
Everywhere.
Red, black, and green flag flying, we gathered underneath it. Even if we only reach one before
just
we leave,
one.
And here to let you know we love you.
Love
we
you.
Gonna make it through the struggle, best believe it. I refuse to be defeated, born in the winter. I've been a winner since the fetus. Middle fingers for the Blanco Supremus. I rep my region. The mic checker will reach the other side of the board. It's time to king me. What up, though? Self-empowerment for my people. Conduct flows. Orchestrated just for your speakers. Nice to meet you. On church grounds, I light my reef up. Miss me with the lies. I ain't trying to hit the Jesus up. The neighborhood decaying outside of the congregation. Used to pray, but now I'm contemplating. They call me crazy, huh? And since I don't eat swine, they call me Farrakhan. But they ain't recognizing this is me in my rarest form. It's plain to see I am the pilot. Let y'all carry on. Red eye flights on space high. I'm in my Pharaoh zone. Unlock the God in me. Welcome to this Odyssey. These verses hot commodity. Tap into where they power be. Mentally, we fighting a war. This psychology. They ain't fighting fair now. Kill you with technology. I robot, my flow got many levels to it. I'm in they face, lyrical Botox, heavily influenced by the leaders who came before us. I say I shake before I poke. Welcome to my conscience. I told them, welcome to my conscience. Yeah. They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscience that they running from. They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscious that they running from. I spend days doing good things. Young diplomat in the habitat, smoking good green. I make a clear choice, call it routine. I hear a real voice, though it's obscene. Can't tell me shit about life. I done things. You see, I'm real about life, and that ain't no scheme. My black fist show the real to resist. No practice, I'm limited on how I move through this shit. Pass clicks, pull clips, ain't no time to predict. The conflict nonsense, ain't no calling it quits. So I move like the hunt is on. Don't go too far from home without that sit them on they ass if they touch them wrong. Keep out of crowds when they loud if they ain't gonna get it on. I got one shot at this shit and ain't gonna get it wrong. But here's the rundown. When I come around, they all say peace, king, but only a few see the crown. My intellect beyond the internet, I see that now. Took a bow down, should not bow down on any ground. My metropolitics filled with prominence, ain't so marvelous. I conquered this, the novelist, no other credits for the authorship. Yeah, I author this, can't nobody alter it, I'm ultimate. Welcome to the conscious, if it's black, then I'm all of it. Tribe of hate, rule, break the foundation, hands down, no argument. They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscious that they running from. They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscious that they running from.
Thoughts are blowing my mental, my mind